Lennox Boynton came into the room with a quick, resolute step. Had he been there, Dr. Gerard would have been surprised at the change in the man. The apathy was gone. His bearing was alert, although he was plainly nervous. His eyes had a tendency to shift rapidly from point to point about the room. "Good morning, Monsieur Boynton." Poirot rose and bowed ceremoniously. Lennox responded somewhat awkwardly, "I much appreciate your giving me this interview." Lennox Boynton said rather uncertainly, "Colonel Carberry said it would be a good thing, advised it. Some formalities," he said. "Please sit down, Monsieur Boynton." Lennox sat down on the chair lately vacated by Lady Westholme. Poirot went on conversationally. "This has been a great shock to you, I am afraid."
"Yes, of course. Well, no, perhaps not. We always knew that my mother's heart was not strong."
"Was it wise, under those circumstances, to allow her to undertake such an arduous expedition?"
Lennox Boynton raised his head. He spoke not without a certain sad dignity. "My mother, Monsieur Poirot, made her own decisions. If she made up her mind to do anything, it was no good our opposing her."
He drew his breath in sharply as he said the last words. His face suddenly went rather white.
"I know well," admitted Poirot, "that elderly ladies are sometimes headstrong,"
Lennox said irritably.
"What is the purpose of all this? That's what I want to know. Why have all these formalities arisen?"
"Perhaps you do not realize, Monsieur Boynton, that in cases of sudden and unexplained deaths, formalities must necessarily arise,"
Lennox said sharply.
"What do you mean, unexplained?"
Poirot shrugged his shoulders.
"There is always the question to be considered, is a death natural, or might it perhaps be suicide?"
"Suicide?"
Lennox Boynton stared.
Poirot said lightly, "You, of course, would know best about such possibilities. Colonel Carberry, naturally, is in the dark. It is necessary for him to decide whether to order an inquiry, an autopsy, all the rest of it. As I was on the spot, and as I have much experience of these matters, he suggested that I should make a few inquiries and advise him upon the matter. Naturally, he does not wish to cause you inconvenience if it can be helped."
Lennox Boynton said angrily,
"I shall wire to our consul in Jerusalem."
Poirot said noncommittally, "You are quite within your rights in doing so, of course." There was a pause. Then Poirot said, spreading out his hands, "If you object to answering my questions—"
Lennox Boynton said quickly,
"Not at all, only it seems also unnecessary."
"I comprehend. I comprehend perfectly. But it is all very simple, really. A matter, as they say, of routine.